What's up? What's up? It is spooky.
I'm C-Max.
And this is
the Matrimony of Madness.
Failed. This is Matrimony of Madness.
You failed the marriage.
I'm failing the podcast already. It's 18 seconds
18
in.
18 seconds in.
It's fine.
You're 10 seconds longer than Luke Perry in the movie 8 Seconds.
I don't even know what that is.
He rides a bull.
For 8 seconds?
Rest in peace.
For 8 seconds?
Yeah, that's like the time you have to ride a bull for 8 seconds.
The whole movie is based on him riding a bull.
So it's like he gets her and it's a cowboy comeback story. And I feel really bad talking about this because he's dead, but I guess we're honoring his legacy. Yeah, it's a movie literally called 8 seconds because in bull riding, there's a time they start the bull's got the thing around his ninga-ninga.
Wait, like his ding-a-ling?
Yeah, you didn't know that? That's how that's how they make bulls do.
What?
Yeah. We're totally like...
Oh my God, okay.
I guess that is horrifying.
That is horrifying.
So they tie a rope around a cow's majinga-jinga because it's a family-friendly show.
Okay.
And then that's why the bull's freaking out.
No wonder.
Not because a dude is on... A dude or a child or a woman.
Is on their back. It's because they're being constrained.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't know. The movie's 8 seconds long?
The movie's 8 seconds.
It's 8 seconds long.
The movie's called 8 Seconds.
Okay. So anyways, this podcast... What's up, guys? We will be bringing you weekly spooky, horror, eerie, apparently bull-related
sci-fi
activity, content-related stuff to you. As it comes, we're gonna be reviewing it. We're gonna be talking about it. If it's a new movie, guys, we will of course have the beginning of the episode be spoiler-free because we are against spoilers. And then towards the end of the episode, we'll put in the show notes. Here are thoughts with the spoilers. So like if you guys want to fast forward and stuff.
So I think you got really into like the professionalism part of it. I think you didn't even say why you wanted to do this. You went straight into like, so guys, no spoilers. Like we're going to have review. Like I appreciate the sale.
I wanted to let them know what we were doing. Okay, so here's why
we're
doing
the sale of the podcast was good.
All right. So listen.
I like it.
So.
But you totally missed like the heart. If people are looking for like. The Lifetime movie, well, Christmas is over.
Okay,
tear it all down.
The 3.5 people who are listening to this know the Hallmark movie.
For sure.
Script of our lives. But
for sure.
C-Max and I, we started dating on Halloween. We got married on Halloween. Yes, for those of you who are asking, because people ask me this all the time. You guys got married on Halloween? Did you have a Halloween wedding? Yes, we did have a Halloween wedding. Sure. Everyone during the reception dressed up in costume. It was wonderful. I force him to watch really terrible movies and shows with me all the time. And so I figured, we will talk about it. So we might as well do it in front of a microphone.
Yeah, it's a big part of our lives. We're very content machine related. Like we like content, not necessarily like producing it or creating it. We like that too, but like we enjoy absorbing content, and a lot of the content that we do absorb, other than like your typical really popular video game, typically leans towards like horror, sci-fi, thriller, things like that. So we just figured, with our background and our history, maybe we could talk into a microphone and like the 3.5 people, you might like it. So that's why we're doing it.
We like sharing it with our community friends.
And we like doing stuff together. Pretty much anything I do, she also does with me. So,
I don't like go to the bathroom with you.
Yeah, she would if she could.
That's a little weird. Anyways. Anyways. Family friendly. Okay. So this is basically our pilot episode. We're just going to be wrapping up 2021 because... we're recording this on the 8th, but you guys will be listening to it on the 14th, which today is Scream Day.
Yeah, today in the future when you listen to this on the 14th is Scream. And typically, we're going to be really good about producing content that you guys can get right away. So typically, you would get we would watch the movie on the Thursday, the brand new movie. You would get the content Friday morning. However, I'm going to be traveling on business, so we're kind of pushing that back. Typically, though, video games, board games, shows, you name it, we're going to do our best to get it out to you as quick as you can, especially if we become trusted voices which in your life, which we hope we do, or you just want to hear how, you know, how far off we are from your opinion, because apparently that's a thing too, where people listen to people because they hate them. Either way,
that's true.
We're thankful and appreciative, but the content will start rolling. I just have to go away on business for a little bit. So, and my brother-in-law, Andrea's brother, Spooky's brother, will be visiting.
We just doxed me already 5 minutes into the episode.
MDOS.
Everybody already knows my name.
Sure. Anyways, man, you crushed my train of thought. I was rolling and you demolished it. And I'm looking at that Frankenstein coffee mug.
We're talking about how...
That's how I feel right now.
We're talking about how Scream comes out on the 14th, sure, which is today, because everyone's listening to it on the 14th. Sure. But you guys will not get our Scream review until...
The following Friday.
It will be a little late for those of you who are already going to be watching it, you know, when we put it out. Let us know if it is in the same, I guess, mind frame that you guys have. And then those of you who are kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to watch this, you know,
maybe this will help. The content will be rolling. We kind of want to explain ourselves. Content will come. I'm just traveling. We wanted to make sure we get an episode out because, you know, Spooky was frothing at the mouth and, you know, frothing at the fangs, whatever, to get this episode out. So here we are. So our Scream review will be late. However, we will let you guys know. We just want to let you guys know, and I'm going to end it here because I think I've said that like 14 times.
It's
like,
true.
Like,
I think that's why
I'm a loopa.
I crushed your vibe.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's was like, this is just a loop.
Sure. I'm a loopa.
All right. So we're going to start with the top five.
Yeah. So basically we didn't really know what to do for a pilot episode. So, I mean, we could talk about a million things. We're trying to wrap up a whole year in a pilot episode.
It's tough.
With very little time. It is tough. And we just got done playing a Fortnite tournament for literally, 8 hours?
Yeah.
So we're...
Sweating.
We're sweating. The vibe's crushed. I took a shower and I'm sweating after the shower, which is never
The vibe's
fun.
Not crushed because we lost, just so you guys know.
The vibe progress. Is good. It's just like, I haven't had that chance to like sit down and not be engaged in content.
It's a journal. Yeah.
I need that turn off.
Yeah.
I need that knob switch. So what we're going to do is we're just going to give you guys, we're going to start with the top five. We're going to do entertainment because that's going to be a lot of what we talk about. We're going to talk about the top five things. This is an individualized list between Spooky and I. Our top five favorite entertainment type pieces of content the past year, 2021. And then we're going to go into what we're most looking forward to in 2022, which is this year. We probably forgot a million things. So if you guys are in the comments, if you're in the reviews, let us know stuff we forgot. 2021, we're also going to talk a little bit about stuff we missed that we really want to watch. So if you guys are like, you missed this movie, we definitely did because as, you know, like everybody else, you know, ish was going on.
It was just a fun storm of things.
It was crazy.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start at number five, go all the way to number one. And this is just kind of our short little recap of entertainment for 2021. And then Spooky and I want to talk about a couple things that we did really enjoy in 2021 as well. It's not entertainment related, but it is spooky. So what you got for number five?
Number five at the bottom of my list. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
It is Halloween Kills is number five.
Nice. Okay.
You know, Evil Dies Tonight.
Evil Dies Tonight.
And, you know, it would be higher up if...
It would be higher up if it wasn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I'm a Looper, Death Loop, Juliana, just Evil Dies Tonight over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved so much about the film, but I really also hated so much about the film. And I wish I had a whole episode I could talk about this movie, but I don't. So what was...
But you will.
But I will eventually because Evil Ends, Halloween Ends comes out in 2022. So when that episode comes around, I will gladly talk about Halloween Kills. All right, what's your number five?
Number five is Fear Street.
Ooh,
really enjoyed
nice.
It. I'd love to read the books. I'm really big as these episodes progress and the hopefully you guys listen. I'm really big into campy stuff done well. I feel it's its own art form. It's like, you know, Salvador Dali. You're just like looking at it and you're like,
ooh,
I hate this, but I like it.
Oh, that's like me with that slasher.
Yes, yeah, that slasher TV
show. Oh my God, I hated it so much.
But you like it.
I couldn't stop watching it. Campiness,
I guess, is different. There's a euphoric quality to it. It's like, I could sit after everything we've done today, recording this podcast, playing in the Fortnite tournament, grinding, I could sit down and watch a camping movie and feel like really, really good.
If it's good.
So I like the campiness to it. The acting was so-so, but I really liked the way the story developed. I really liked the way it unveiled. I liked the humor. And I feel like they really did well translating the book to this campy show that was edgy enough, but not full-blown like cringe.
Yeah, and I feel like the transition between the three movies was good
too. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I obviously enjoyed the second one the most.
For sure. But
that's just me.
Yeah.
Number four?
Are we going to go back and forth?
So no, go ahead. What's your number four?
That's what I'm saying. So am I going to go number
four?
Yeah,
what's your number four?
Number four?
Yeah.
The Night House.
Oh, we actually just watched that last night.
We did?
That was nice. That was good. It was fun.
The Night House was huge on everyone's list. And like I said, guys, we're going to go, like, for you hardcore horror purists out there, you're going to be a little bit pissed off because we really didn't scratch the surface of, like, some of the deep indie, you know, homegrown stuff out there.
Yeah, let me just tell you right now, we did not watch Titan. I'm sure you guys are waiting for us to say that we have not watched it yet, but we will.
We will.
We're waiting to have an opportunity to watch it.
We missed Titan. We missed In the Earth.
But it's fine.
We missed Werewolves Within.
There's just so, again, we just got, it was tough. But I wanted to start this podcast, so I apologize. You guys can really blame me for just kind of just steamrolling.
The Night House was great. The message overall was really depressing, but I love the way, I love the spook. I love the play on the visuals with like the shadows and the darkness and the, the audio. The audio was actually really
good. The audio was really good.
I remember one time she was walking in the woods and like you could hear like every footstep and every crackle of like the leaves. It was great. Funny story. You want me to tell it or you to tell it?
I mean, you can tell
it. So this isn't a spoiler. I'm going to say it. You guys are going to forget. There's this part where this loud noise goes off in the middle of the woods. And I had this stank hit my nostrils and I look at Spooky and I go, did you fart? And literally the loud noise like made the fart come out.
It literally scared the fart out of me. You know, like the saying, scare the crap out of me.
Fart came out because of the noise.
That's literally what happened. It scared
and
the
then
crap
I got
out of
scared.
Me.
First of all, the part did make me jump.
I jumped and farted.
But
at the
then
same time.
I yeeted back because a stank hit my nose. And then we had to pause the movie. It kind of crushed the vibe, but.
It was great. I also really loved that movie. It did not make my list, but I did love it. What was that face? Why can't I have my own individual list?
I just
list?
Think it's, I really loved it. It didn't make my top five.
I did like it, but I didn't, I knew you were going to put it down, so I didn't
That's
put
like
it down.
Me going, you know what? Dead Space is the greatest horror game of all time. It didn't make my top five.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
I did but, like it a lot.
No, it's okay. And that's why we have our own individualized lists.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we don't
you
actually
know how boring it would
everything.
Be if we had the same
yeah,
list.
It'd be
dumb.
What's your number four?
Anyways, I think our number one is the same.
It's not. Let's make a wager.
What?
Let's make a wager.
What's, okay.
If our number one's not the same, call the shot. If it is the same, call the shot.
What does that mean, call the
so
shot?
So, like, let's make a wager of, like.
Okay, well, what's the
something
bet
Something happens if it's, I don't know, let's make a wager. If it's,
okay.
If our number one's not the same, what happens? If our number one is, sorry, if our number one is the same, what happens?
If our number one is not the same, then you win.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to bet. Like, what do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? I don't know. I guess we have until, you know, the second one to think about it.
Okay.
Anyways, my number four is Candyman.
Okay.
You and I have discussed some of the things that
yep.
we both actually disliked about it.
Yep.
But overall, coming from the original Candyman, I think it did a really, really good job. And I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I really, let me quote the infamous Spooky 2 minutes ago. I really liked the movie. It didn't make my list. The ending really bothered me, and I'm not going to spoil it. And it's not because I believe a certain thing. I actually believe quite the contrary. I'm in a place in my life and in the world, and I've explained this to Spooky, where I think we need to be building bridges and not lighting them on fire.
Yes.
If you guys have seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. So that, yes. I really did like it.
Yes. And there was something at the end that also bothered me that I did not like, that's separate from what he's talking about. I also didn't like what he's talking about, but we're not going to get into political stuff on this podcast. But other than that, and again, a few other things, I don't know. I felt like it was really, good. I felt like it was really well done.
And I enjoyed it.
Me too.
Number three.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
My number three was Black Friday.
Oh, I forgot we watched that.
I loved, if you guys don't know about Black Friday, let me go ahead and tell you what it is real quick. It is with Bruce Campbell, by the way, in this house. What did we say?
We support Bruce Campbell in this house.
We support Bruce
Campbell. We also support Devin Sawa and his revival.
That's true. So Bruce Campbell is in a movie called Black Friday. If you guys have not watched it, please go watch it. It's basically, he is a manager of a like department store on Black Friday. And, you know, the customers turn into zombies. And it is so good. I loved it.
The perfect amount of campy. We watched it on Black Friday.
We did.
So very, very fun, like traditional watch. If you're into campiness, if you're into like Dawn of the Dead,
Evil Dead.
We didn't watch the new Army of the Dead.
We did not.
If you're in, it's good. It's spooky. Devin Sawa's revival. We're here for it. It was good. I don't have that on my list. I totally forgot. Which means it didn't make enough of an impact to be on my list. And I'm remembering other things now as we go through. But if I didn't remember it initially, I feel like it shouldn't be on my list.
I understand. Yeah, I get that. I get
even
that.
Though it should.
For sure. What was your number three?
A Quiet Place Part 2.
That came out in 2021?
It did.
No, it didn't.
It did.
What?
It really did.
I'm so mad at myself. That's okay. I thought that came out. I thought that came out in 2020.
Yeah, it came out in 2021.
That probably would have made my list. I'm going to be honest. That's probably okay. Would have knocked off something.
Yeah, it's okay.
Man, that sucks.
And you guys are like, oh, Quiet Place Part 2, that's mainstream. Here's the thing.
I mean, so is Halloween Kills and Candyman.
It was the first movie we had seen after COVID, which COVID's back.
After the first wave of
Michael
COVID.
Michael Myers. And
damn it.
I remember, I mean, we hadn't been in the movies in like a year.
It's been a while, yeah.
No, in a year from when first of all, before COVID, the last movie we saw was one of the greatest movies ever made.
Called
Parasite.
Yeah, Parasite was the last movie we saw in theaters before COVID shut everything down.
A lot of shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And we saw Parasite, just the two of us and some other dude. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
And then, so it was like a year and a month we hadn't been to the movies. We go and see Quiet Place Part 2, which, remember, got delayed from September 2020 to 2021.
Yeah, it did get delayed.
And we have to refrain from spoilers. I mean, it's been almost a year since that movie
came out. But just in case.
We really want to take care of everybody. The beginning of that movie is so intense.
Yeah.
I remember just bawling because not only was it like first movie since COVID, you're also like nervous you're going to catch COVID. The movie is super emotional. You've already been through this roller coaster.
So many things happening.
You're seeing John Krasinski's character in the movie. He is dead. I mean, that's not a spoiler. A Quiet Place came out forever ago. Like, we got to have some discretion. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's true. If you're thinking about seeing A Quiet Place 2, then you know what happens at the end of A Quiet Place 1.
You know. And yeah, so it made such an impact. I really enjoyed the film. I loved what they did. I don't know what you're pointing at on the screen.
Just the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
and then yeah, so that's what's on my list.
No, I like it. I'm sad that I thought that was. I think it's because it got delayed. That's why I thought it was sooner. Your number two.
Oh, now we go. My number two.
Yeah, because that was your number three.
My number two.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Mass.
Nice.
All our friends watched it before us, and I forgot why we were watching another show to get.
We
to
were
Mass,
watching.
And I don't remember.
Oh my god, what were we watching? Because it was gonna get spoiled, and Midnight Mass wasn't getting spoiled, but this show was getting spoiled, and we were like, we have to watch this one because Midnight Mass. Oh my god, it's gonna bother me.
Could have been a Marvel show or something. But there was a show that we didn't want to get spoiled, so we were watching it, and we waited on Midnight Mass, and everybody was just talking about how great the writing was, how stellar the production was and the cast was. And I remember at the end of episode two or three, again, I just bawled my eyes out. It definitely is a show that, like, if it's a five or six after you get done watching it, it becomes like a nine.
Yeah.
You sit back.
Yeah.
When you constantly reflect. And
kind of, yeah, when you reevaluate it.
Yeah, you're constantly thinking about it. If you guys are into spirituality, if you're into spookiness, if you're into just, like, great dialogue, like, just go watch it.
It is really good. Which is interesting that you said that in the beginning, because when I was looking at reviews, it was very half and half.
Yeah.
Half people hated it. I saw so many terrible reviews, but then I saw the other side of the spectrum where it was like, this is so sure. amazing, yada, yada, sure. yada.
Very divided.
It was very, very.
It's also very intellectual.
It is.
And very, very.
And the topic is very controversial, yeah, as well. Controversial. I mean.
Faith.
It is very faith-based. Yeah. Midnight Mass. I mean, yeah. Think about it. But no, it was really good. Didn't make my list. I did love it.
That's okay, because your number two and number one didn't.
You peeked?
No, I didn't. But I guarantee you, I know what your number one is now, and I sadly left it off my list because I forgot about it.
We literally talk about it all the time.
Well, we'll see. What's your number two?
My number two is, well, it's because I'm kind of biased on number two.
It's okay.
So my number two is Ghostbusters, but that's because I love Paul Rudd.
Okay. I know what your number one is, and it's not on my list, so I win.
You forgot about this? We literally make jokes about it every day.
I forgot about it. I love it. I forgot about
it. I'm like shook.
My number one is going to piss you off. The podcast might be over.
I'm shook. So
Ghostbusters was great. A lot of controversy. We haven't seen the one with the women. It's not because we hate women. We will watch it.
Oh yeah, I just haven't seen it.
I don't like the beef between everybody. Let's all love each other. Ghostbusters is a great franchise. Yeah,
everyone's comparing it to the one with the woman, but I honestly, I look at this as a...
It's a movie.
I look at it as a sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
To
Ghostbusters 2. I don't look at it as a sequel to the... I mean, the one with the women is its own entity. For sure. So it's not even like in the same realm. So anyways, I just love Paul Rudd. And even without Paul Rudd, it was just such a good film, and I just loved how it brought in so much of the old stuff. Podcast.
Yeah, it's the kid's name. You always forget the kid's
name. Oh,
Kid's name is podcast. And Phoebe's adorable.
I mean, I love Phoebe. Great. I would adopt her.
The ending was beautiful.
It was so good. It was just so good. I loved it. Okay, so my number one, and I'm so...
Beep. I know what your number one is.
Is The Chucky Show. Yep. And I can't believe that you forgot about this.
You're going to be mad.
Okay, I'm mad. I'm probably going to be mad because of what his number one is. But I'm mad because I'm telling you, listeners, we quote this show every single day. And the fact that he forgot about it is insane. I loved this show. I missed my number one. But every single episode was just fantastic content.
Campy.
I loved it.
Enough cringe to make you upset and then follows up with campiness to make you happy. Story well written, lots of callbacks, lots of flashbacks. We're trying to be family friendly, so we can't say some of the jokes. But I mean, there's one scene that's, I feel like, iconic in Hollywood that we're even going to make a potential shirt for our podcast.
Oh, yeah. It was just so
go watch it, guys.
Just so good. And I mean, I did have some issues with some of the acting, but I also have some issues with a lot of teenage actors.
For sure.
I'm not going to get into that soapbox. But overall, I just loved it. What was your number one? I already hate this. I already have the cursor over stop recording, by the way.
Malignant.
Malignant is on my honorable mention.
Malignant's my number one.
Yeah, it's on my honorable mention.
It was insane. We had our friends here. We were crying, laughing.
We had no idea what the heck was going on.
If you guys haven't seen Malignant, you literally can't say anything.
You can't say anything. No, it was insane.
I'm so glad we weren't doing this podcast when it came out, having to review that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No, there's not.
All I'm going to say is, you know that video game that you start playing and they tell you, dude, if you're not feeling it, stop playing? This is the opposite.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling it,
keep going.
You're going to feel it and then not feel it and then feel it again.
It literally is like just constant fork in the roads of, do I stop watching this or do I keep going? Yeah. And then literally you're like, okay, I'll keep going. And then literally you go one step forward. Oh my God, do I keep watching this or do I stop going? It's such a roller coaster of emotions.
It's great.
So please go watch it.
I didn't have an honorable mention. So your honorable mention.
My honorable mention was Malignant because I did like it.
We don't have a lot of time, so we'll have to kind of speed through.
Do you have a biggest disappointment?
Halloween Kills.
My biggest disappointment was Old.
Yeah, Old was rough.
It was a huge disappointment. It was not.
Great premise.
Like, I loved it. They
showed everything in the trailers.
If you guys haven't seen Old, just watch the trailer. You've seen the whole movie.
Watch the trailer and then look up the twist.
Yeah, and that's You've
seen the whole movie.
Yep, and that's it. I was so, was my biggest. Halloween Kills, that's a good disappointment.
So we're going to run through what we're most looking forward to in 2022 and end with our mosh call.
Just do your whole 2022.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is, another thing we really, really liked this year was the freaking pumpkin house at Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait until we can do a podcast, when we do our podcast closer to September for Halloween Horror Nights. And we can just talk about Halloween Horror Nights every single day.
The last time an original house was like the number one house, we looked it up, was the freaking Gargoyle House.
The Gargoyle one was so good. That year was also like
Silent Hill and Resident Evil or something.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It was so good.
Guys, go look up videos. Chef's kiss.
It was so good.
Chef's kiss.
Probably one of my number one things. It's not called the Pumpkin House, by the way. It's called like overgrown reaping or I don't know. It was so.
We didn't do the research because we're so just enamored.
Yeah, but literally, I was amazed by it. Okay, go ahead. 2022 most anticipated. Tell me all of it. I've got my list here.
Number five.
I don't have it in order. Just go.
Number five. Scorn. Video game showed by Xbox in 2016. I'm hitting the table. She's like, don't hit the beep table.
Yeah, no, because it's loud.
It was shown in 2016, October 2022, finally coming out. Number four, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nice.
Netflix exclusive.
Nice.
Colin Stetson's running the soundtrack. It's gonna suck, but he's my favorite, and
hang on. The Colin Stetson soundtrack's not gonna suck.
The movie is gonna suck, but Leatherface is my favorite. Bring it on. Number three, Halloween Ends. Thank the Lord. Pray to Jesus. Please end it all. Someone kill Michael Myers. I swear to God, the movie's going to end with him just standing in the house and everyone's going to move out of Haddonfield, and I would love it. Number two, hot take, the Ash versus Evil Dead video game. I cannot wait. Number one, anything Mike Flanagan does. The Fall of the House of Usher, Edgar Allan Poe, The Haunting of Skeleton Town, Fruit Loops in the Bowl. Give it to me. I want it all.
Nice. Okay, perfect. So I also agree with everything that he said. But here are my games that I want. Mm-hmm. The Evil Dead game, obviously, that you said. The Outlast Trials that are coming out. Fair. I need friends to play with that, though. So friends listening, if you want to play Outlast Trials, let's play that. Also, the Callisto Project, which is the game that Dead Space creators are playing. Also, Dead Space, also because that's being remade. But whatever, probably not this year. But the Callisto Project, I really want to play that. I mean, not Project Protocol. Yeah. My bad. Callisto Protocol. I don't know much about it, but I am very excited for that Nope film. I don't know a lot about what it is.
I don't know. We don't know what it is.
But I'm intrigued. Is what
Jordan
it is.
Peele,
I'm intrigued.
Stephen Young.
I'm intrigued about it. I'm also really excited for the Texas movie. I'm also excited for the Jeepers Creepers movie. It's kind of hand in hand.
God. Yeah.
And then it is confirmed.
Okay.
New Evil Dead Rise movie.
Yes. That's right.
The director Lee Cronin actually tweeted, I think last week, that it is confirmed for this year. So I am super excited for that. I mean, we love Bruce Campbell.
We do. So that's we need a flag or a banner. We support
Bruce. I'm going to get it cross-stitched.
She's going to get tattooed this month.
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to cross it in our living room. Okay. Anyways, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the first episode. We want to be community-based and community-centric, so let us know what you like. Let us know what you didn't like. Give us ideas for topics. Like, please jump in the Discord. We're going to have Instagram. It's all going to be ready by the time you guys listen. We love you. Thank you so much for listening, and keep it groovy.